Maverick Early Readers. Bigfoot by Heather Pindar. Illustrated by Natalie Briscoe. This is Gold Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin.
Chapter 1. Danny looked at her fluffy orange onesie. It was a birthday present from her Aunt Jess. The dark orange fur made Danny think of tigers, bears and wild monsters. That gave her an idea. She could pretend to be a monster. It would be the perfect trick to play on her best friend, Samir. Danny looked in the garden shed for more costume ideas. She found two old tennis rackets and a broken chair. She broke off some thin pieces of wood from the chair and nailed them to the edges of the tennis rackets. They looked just like claws. Danny climbed into her orange onesie. Then she strapped the rackets to her feet using two old belts. Her monster outfit was ready. Chapter 2. Danny knew Samir would be walking through the woods at 5:30. It was a shortcut to his judo class. At 5 o'clock, Danny put the tennis racket feet under her arm and sneaked out of her garden gate. She walked into the woods and then put on her monster feet. Slowly, Danny jumped along the main path through the woods. She looked back and saw she had made a trail of neat footprints. They were large and deep. Danny took off her monster feet and hid them under a pile of leaves. Then she crouched down and waited. At last she saw Samir in the distance. He was practicing his judo kicks and jumps as he came down the path. Danny saw Samir stop suddenly. It was where she had been walking in her monster shoes. Danny watched him bend down to look more closely at the ground. Now, thought Danny. She leapt out of the hedge and ran along the edge of the field. She checked to make sure Samir had seen her. Then she hid in some bushes. Samir left the path and ran across the field, looking all around him. A little girl and her mum were there too, but none of them spotted Danny hiding in the bushes. They fell for my trick, thought Danny. As soon as Samir and the others had gone, she ran home, giggling all the way. Danny couldn't wait to see Samir at school the next day. Chapter 3.
You'll never guess what I saw, Samir began. I was on my way to judo and I saw these footprints in the mud. Not people's footprints. They were great big monster footprints.
Danny tried to look amazed.
Go on, she said. And then I saw it, said Samir. I saw this orange hairy thing running across the field. It looked a bit like a bear, or maybe more like a tiger. This girl was there too with her mum. They took some photos. We were all just amazed.
Wow, said Danny. I've got something amazing to tell you as well. Meet me after school. You won't believe your eyes.
Chapter 4. Samir put on Danny's wild monster feet. He tried making some monster footprints.
So it was you, Danny. Oh, that's so clever. I wish I'd thought of it first.
He pulled out his phone.
Have you seen this?
He scrolled through the news for their town.
Bigfoot monster seen in woods. Huge footprints found, it said.
and just above was a photo of something orange and hairy running across a field.
Bigfoot, that's a brilliant name, said Samir. You've got to keep on being Bigfoot.
All right, giggled Danny. I will. It was easier for Danny to play the part of Bigfoot now she had Samir to help her. He showed her how to use face paints to make her Bigfoot outfit look even better. It was fun to hide in the woods and jump out at people. She loved to see people looking at the Bigfoot prints in the mud, too. At first, the Bigfoot story made people in the town a little bit nervous. But soon, they started to enjoy the mystery. More and more people went for walks in the woods to try and see Bigfoot. They began to use Bigfoot as an excuse. If something went missing or got broken, they would say, "It wasn't me. Bigfoot must have done it." The shop started selling Bigfoot mugs, tea towels, key rings, giant hairy orange slippers, and orange cuddly monster toys. But then, things started to go wrong. Lots of newspapers and TV shows started reporting the Bigfoot story. Hundreds of Bigfoot fans arrived in cars and buses. The streets were crowded. The bins spilled over. The hills and woods near Danny's house became noisy. The deer, birds, and other wild animals were scared away. Some people even made a trap in the woods to catch Bigfoot. The mayor told everyone she wanted to build a Bigfoot shopping centre and car park. It would be built in the woods near Danny's house. Chapter 5. I don't like it, said Danny to Samir. They were walking to a new part of the woods to make some footprints. Samir was carrying the Bigfoot monster feet in his backpack. Danny was wearing her Bigfoot outfit. I don't like all this noise and rubbish and the animals being scared away. The shopping centre will make things much worse. I'm going to stop being Bigfoot.
Don't give up being Bigfoot, said Samir. Bigfoot is so much fun. Everyone will be sad and bored without Bigfoot.
Danny marched ahead of Samir on the narrow path. Suddenly, she spun upwards. She screamed. An alarm started bleeping. Danny was caught in a net.
It's the Bigfoot trap, said Samir.
Some people ran up the path.
Bigfoot's in the trap, they shouted.
They started taking photos.
Stop, said Samir. Look how scared Bigfoot is. It's not fair.
He leapt up and pulled the net down. He quickly let Danny get out of the net. She ran away at top speed. Chapter 6. The photos of Bigfoot looking scared in the net went in the town's newspaper. Everyone felt sorry for Bigfoot. Danny and Samir wrote a letter to the newspaper. The letter said the shopping centre and car park would ruin the woods and frighten away the animals. Why not have a Bigfoot nature park instead? People could have fun without leaving rubbish or scaring the animals. Hundreds of people wrote to the mayor, saying they agreed with Samir and Danny. The mayor said yes to the nature park. The builders and gardeners began work on the new park soon afterwards. They built it on some land near the town that no one used anymore. The Bigfoot Nature Park became a wild and wonderful place for lots of animals, including humans and Bigfoot monsters. Danny sometimes went there as Bigfoot, just for fun. Sometimes she went as herself with her friends. Sometimes she saw other children dressed in their own Bigfoot costumes. The sign at the gate said, "Bigfoot Nature Park. Leave only footprints. Big
or small. The end.